Welcome to Couples Becoming Intentional. I'm Carrie.
I am John.
And here at Couples Becoming Intentional, we want to equip you with different tools and resources so that you can live intentional lives with those that you love to leave a legacy that lasts. Welcome to this week's episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. Couples Becoming Intentional.
The Gubbles.
I'm really excited about this episode because we are going to be doing a favorite things episode.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Yes. So John and I, it's the end of the year. So John and I are going to be recapping some of the best purchases we have made. Physical things, maybe experiences.
No.
We do a lot of travel in there. So probably just.
I feel like every.
Just major purchases that have changed the trajectory of our life. Just kidding. That was very dramatic.
Have a pivotal movement on our life. Because I feel like experience, if we included experiences, then I feel like we would have to include every single time we went and traveled somewhere, which, because they've
all
been.
That would just be the entire podcast.
Yeah, we enjoy that. We're very intentional about where we pick because, like, we know that we're actually going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. And we pick things that we are going to enjoy.
Yes.
And for me, it's coffee and disc golf, so it's not that hard.
No, it's really not.
So.
Okay, so we are going to be, how about we go back and forth? Because I have them all up in my head. Because I'm just going off of the list that I have. I've had this list ongoing in my head for the last 4 months or so. Because I was so excited to do this episode.
Interesting.
And now we're coming towards the end of the year.
Yeah, and Carrie informed me today.
Just today.
The day
I mean,
of
30 minutes ago. Well, yeah.
For me to come put the things that you enjoy with. Yeah.
And you know, some of these may be purchasable on Amazon. So.
Not really.
This episode, if you're listening to it today, is right before Christmas. So, if you're in a pinch.
Is it right before Christmas?
This comes out the Thursday before Christmas.
Doing math. I don't like how that doesn't pop up with.
Would you
calendar.
Like me to show you a calendar? Because I just pulled it up.
It would come out.
The 21st.
The 21st. Yeah, the Thursday before Christmas. Look at that.
Look at that.
That's all staying in there. I'm not cutting that out.
Well, happy early Christmas. Yay.
So what is your first thing? Well, it doesn't have to be in order.
It's not in order. This is just like whatever comes off the top of my head first.
Right.
So one of the things that I. This is so you're gonna laugh when I say this. It is my white Adidas cloud foam shoes.
Adidas.
If you watch the Beckham documentary, which we highly recommend,
it was really good. Yeah.
So I need to give a story about these shoes because I have been on the hunt for a good cheap pair of white shoes,
quote unquote cheap.
Okay, I bought four different pairs of white shoes throughout the last 2 years.
And how many of those do you still own, Carrie?
I think I still own them all. I just hide them. I think
they're all in the closet.
Well, if they're not in the upstairs one, they're in the downstairs one where I hide them.
Oh,
and then I forget that they exist. Anyway,
well, I think you kept looking in like the $10 range.
Yeah, I kept looking in the under $20. So I would buy them from Target. I'd buy them from Walmart. I'd buy them from like all these like big box stores that are not good quality shoes that are going to last me forever. And I wanted a white pair of shoes to look cute with dresses.
Mm.
Okay.
And that would make easy to walk in them.
Walk in Disney.
All day long.
So that is a very high criteria.
That is a big criteria, especially for $20 shoes.
Yeah, I didn't find $20 shoes that fit that bill. And I didn't want a pair of, like, running shoes. Because I could have bought, like, white Saucony shoes, okay? To be, like, nice and thick. I did not want those. So, finally, I bit the bullet and I bought these shoes. And let me tell you, because of Rakuten, my cashback app.
They cost you about $20.
They were $30. Oh, I was like, I have spent well more than $30 on all these different white shoes. To just end up back at a good brand shoe.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just take like my Mr. Magic eraser and like clean them off because they're leather, like the imitation leather instead of canvas. And I'm really grateful I bought them.
Hmm.
And Jules has not eaten them yet.
Yeah.
Unlike my other shoes.
She does eat shoes. Golden retrievers, I tell you. welcome to the Adidas family. I've been wearing Adidas for like three years now.
And like you wear the Adidas shoes and I'm just like, oh, okay.
I like skater shoes. I like the flat bottom. They've always been comfortable for my feet.
Okay. And then you wear the Adidas pants.
Yes. The soccer pants.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. You wear the soccer pants.
So I look like a soccer player, at least in my mind.
Yeah. Okay. What is your next?
Right at the beginning of the year, literally it's January 5th on my Amazon orders list. I ordered a practice basket to put out like outside or put in my basement if it's cold.
Yes, I remember this.
And I still have it.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
It's outside now.
Yeah.
It's got to be moved inside soon.
Yeah. And it's really helped just being able to be more consistent with my putts playing disc golf. So not much more of a story there. It's crazy to see like what my improvement in this past year. I feel like last year I was an avid disc golfer. Like, yeah, if I had a spare moment, I would go play disc golf. But I wasn't like actively trying to get better. Right. Where like this year I kind of like, I want to get better at this.
Yes.
Because like for me, I kind of find it easy to, if I pick up something, I find it kind of easy to get good at it. I'm not great at anything. I'm just really good at a lot of things.
Yeah.
Kind of jack of all trades kind of aspect of me, just kind of my personality. And like, so disc golf was like that weird, like anomaly for me to like, actually it didn't come naturally to me. And so like to see that progress, to see that just, by pouring some time into it and frankly, lots of money. It helped me just develop into a slightly better disc golfer. And so I'm excited just to see if like this hobby just to continue to grow this next year.
Mm-hmm. You've spent a lot of money on disc golf. All fun money.
All fun money.
Yes.
But honestly, I don't know where else that fun money would go.
Oh, I know. We were talking about that when you told me how much you've spent on discs this year and like just disc golf stuff. But that is true. I don't know what you would have done with that.
It's probably our board game collection would be a lot bigger.
Yeah.
What are my other hobbies? I probably have more soccer paraphernalia.
Yeah. Anyway.
I did finally buckle and buy a
Liverpool. Oh, is this one of those things?
Oh, yeah. I suppose this would be.
Go ahead.
I don't have it yet.
I know, but you bought it yesterday.
Yeah. So, yeah. We got from one of our shopping portals.
Yes.
A $50 gift card, and it didn't have Amazon or like any of that. Like,
no.
That I'm like, well, what would I want from. If I had just a random $50 and it's not coming from fun money, it's just like from a shopping portal. I'm like,
a random gift card.
Yeah. Like, just like random gift card. Yeah. And so I'm like, well, jerseys are about tops is what they call them. They're actually for Liverpool. Because I've wanted one. I just don't want to like spend $50 of fun money that could go elsewhere towards discs, obviously, or coffee or any of that like stuff or fun treats that I buy myself. So I'm like, well, let's buy that. And so I bought that yesterday. So I did two. Now you get to do two.
Okay. Well, now I think something that we're going to be talking about often on this podcast, so you can always fast forward through, is the benefit of these stinking shopping portals. I will die on a hill for these shopping portals. They save us so much money. And I talk about them all the time.
Yeah, and they give you like random gift cards so that like you don't have to use your hard-earned money for like random fun things.
Right. So I'm going to take a side just to talk about this Capital One shopping portal because it does go into the thing that I bought today that I am very excited about and I've been on the hunt on for a very long time. So with Capital One, how this one is different than Rakuten gives you a PayPal statement. So like you get physical actual cash. Capital One is different. It takes significantly longer for anything to post and you can only get gift cards, but it's very limited places. We're talking you can't even get an Amazon gift card or a Visa gift card. The ones that I've been eyeing up, you used it for Kohl's for the top. instead of the Josie. I used it today at Sierra, which is like owned in the TJ Maxx family. And the one I'm really excited about is for hotels.com is able to use it. So I'm hoping that when you had your $200 referral for those like 2 days last week, we set up another account for it. So I'm hoping that maybe then we use a hotels.com gift card.
Oh,
right. And then that could pay that for a hotel for one, the places that we're going to.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about eventually. No. Okay.
In a trip recap coming towards you in 2024.
Trip recap. My favorite.
Well, I like taking the trip first.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. I like everything about it. Planning, strategizing, the going, and the recap. I found my hobby.
I just like the going aspect.
My hobby is saving money. And now let me tell you all the fun things that I bought. Okay, so with this Capital One gift card today, I'm off today, so I went to go check out Sierra. We have a new one in our city, and it's owned by the same TJ Maxx Home Goods family, and it's more like outdoorsy type of stuff. So stuff we're not really into. They did have a bunch of sleds.
Ooh.
Yes. So I went just to go check it out. My sister was telling me all about it, and I'm like, well, I might as well go check it out. I found my Chelsea boots, my black Chelsea boots that I went through a roundabout thing where I tried to buy the ones that I wanted at Target, and they ended up not having them, and they couldn't ship it to my house, and it was this whole roundabout thing, so they got refunded, and then I found them at Sierra, and they're $40 boots, and I was like, ugh. But I remembered that I had this Capital One gift card. Like, I had money in my Capital One account from the shopping portal, so I went online, and they had Sierra as one of them because we were just talking about it, and I was able to buy them.
You're welcome for the recommendation.
You're welcome. I mean, thank you.
It's like the Geico commercial of like, hey, have a great trip. You too.
And you're like, no.
Why would you say that? Oh, it doesn't look like I'm going on vacation, sir.
Oh my gosh, what a classic. Okay, so that was one of them that I was really grateful for. The second thing, my third thing is I bought this, not kicking and screaming, but I bought this because I didn't want to be, but now I am. I bought a knockoff Stanley cup, like the $45 Stanley tumblers, the 40 ounce. And I love it. I use it all the time. I'm half tempted to buy an actual Stanley, but I really don't want to pay that.
But they survive fires.
Okay, cool. My boots were cheaper than that cup. I can go to Sierra and buy another off-brand cup. I bought this one on Amazon, and I really do enjoy it. I have two of them now.
I don't see the hype.
That's fine. I drink more water.
That's true. One thing that I use almost on a daily basis is a cordless vacuum.
Yes.
That you made fun of me of, like, how is this any different from our other cordless vacuum? Because we have one of those handheld ones. I'm like, Carrie.
Oh, yeah, we totally fought about this.
And I'm like, Carrie, it is a pain to go on your hands and knees to vacuum your entire, because I use it like on a daily, like for me, cleaning day is Thursday. Like that's when I deep clean, take out the actual corded vacuum to clean. Mm-hmm. But like that's not going, especially with a dog, which is another favorite thing of mine.
Yes.
Especially with a dog that sheds a lot. Hashtag golden retriever life.
Right.
And with all the other hair that comes from other beings in my house. I needed like a cordless vacuum, and I like found one on Amazon, purchased it, and I use it daily, and it works really well for cleaning the areas where I can see lots of hair, lots of crumbs, and it keeps me sane.
Which is very important in our house.
And then also, having a golden retriever, she has like two sides of her though, of like, I want to chew you to like, I'm going to be nice and polite.
Yes.
And I'm just going to sit here and let you pet me.
Mm-hmm.
She still thinks she's a lap dog, even though she's 8 months old now. Gosh, and she was 50 pounds.
Mothering me this morning. It was not okay.
So Yeah.
The heart behind the I'm Mom podcast is storytelling, because every mom has a story to tell. I know that when I talk to my friends who are parenting and we share stories, we all end up feeling less alone and more capable of loving our kids well. You can find information everywhere on the internet. Some is bad parenting advice and some is pretty wise. We like to think there's a lot of wisdom on imom.com, and when you combine that signature wisdom with a great story, it brings parenting to life. We want a mom who's listening to see herself and her kids in these stories and rest in the confidence that she is the perfect mom for her kids. Check out the iMom podcast with new episodes every Monday.
Okay, I'm ready. I was processing through what some of my things were. Okay, I'm going to switch to clothing because I'm on Amazon and that's where I buy my clothing. Okay, one thing that I did buy that has been, like, I think I'm going to order it in more colors is my hot pink dress that is in this cover photo of the podcast. The hot pink one with the little...
You love that dress.
I wear it all the time.
And every time you see it pop up on our, like, Google, because we have a Google Nest thing that shows, like, photo memories. She's like,
yes,
I love that dress. Like, or, like, if it pops up on Google Chromecast, like... In our bedroom, she was like, I just love that dress. I need to order in more colors.
You know, when you find a dress post having babies and now, like, this is my body I have unless I want to work at it. Okay. Type of thing. Like, I'm not nursing. I'm not going to be pregnant anytime soon. Ever. Again. When you find things that fit and work well, like I feel like this was the year that I actually started investing into actual different clothes. And this dress was the epitome of it. They have it in blue, like the color of the wall that's behind us, just so you can see it. This one.
Yeah, does that go well with your eyes then?
It does.
Yes.
Do you think it does? I just moved my face away from the mic. So they have it in blue. It is a $40 dress. I don't know what is up with this price point for me. I just can't wrap my head around it. That I would love to buy it again. Okay, second thing that I definitely jumped on the bandwagon for, and I love bodysuits. I'm here for it. I think I've talked about this in a previous episode. I bought a 5-pack on Amazon, and I love it. I love it so much. So those are the two clothing things that I'm like, yes, this was a good year for me.
Your
finally
style.
Yeah, I feel like I'm coming in. I'm coming in to, like, okay, I wear a nice pair of jeans, I wear a bodysuit, and I wear a topper, jacket, cardigan,
sweater,
flannel,
giant sweater,
one of those things. And my brown Chelsea boots, my black Chelsea boots, or my white Adidas shoes. That's it. Those are my options. Will I get rid of anything else? No.
Yeah.
They'll go down in the closet and I'll forget about it 6 months.
Yeah. Another thing.
I can think of one for a family.
The
composter. We have not talked about this.
Yeah. Was that this year?
We bought it this year.
Or was it late last year?
Okay.
It's close enough though.
Yes.
This year.
Okay.
I think it was my Christmas gift to myself.
Oh my gosh.
We
did buy it last year.
We did buy it last year, but like December of last year.
September of last year.
Or was it September or last year?
Wow, we've had it for a long time. Anyway, that has still been the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, it's just, and it's not like we use it so that we can get good dirt, which...
No, we don't. Which we might this year.
We can offer it to people now.
Well, I kind of want to do a garden.
You want to do a garden?
Just tomatoes. Just cherry tomatoes.
Well, still.
You're
with,
like,
having
not
a dog
happen.
And having kids that don't like to eat all their food.
Yes.
I don't like wasting food. And so I don't like the aspect of, like, throwing food away. It's probably why I gained weight as a father.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I mean.
And so, like, having this composter just to throw dog poop in there, throw any leftover foods that get moldy that we find in the back of the fridge has just been really nice, just that, like, not actually throw food into the trash that's going to go into the landfill. And then There's a reason why you shouldn't throw food in the garbage. I don't know. I think it produces more carbon dioxide that
it's
way
something
or something.
Like that.
Anyways, it's helpful for the planet. It's helpful for my family. It's helpful for me to keep my sanity.
It's been a win-win-win.
Yeah. And so anything, a lot of stuff. I feel like a lot of my favorite things are like, it helps me with my sanity. Even like disc golf. I just like this past month has been really cold except for this past Friday. But like I hadn't been able to go play disc golf, and I realized how much of like disc golf has just been playing a critical role in my life. Of it's a stress reliever,
right?
One, because I'm like I'm going for a walk for 2.5 hours, 3 hours, and and I'm throwing a disc around, and so it's a, like, yeah. And so being out in nature, just being helpful. So yeah, can disc golf as a whole be one of my favorite things?
Yes.
I spent enough money
You've
on it.
You've spent quite a bit of money on it.
Yeah. I would say also, I'm going to lump these two together because I don't know if I really spent much money on it, but I've board games and /D&D, like
yeah.
the tabletop RPG kind of game has also been really helpful. One, I don't have close enough friends to go like say like, hey, do you want a board game night? Especially because we have littles and Finn wants to always join in with us of like playing games, so it's always has I have to find like that happy medium of people actually want to play this, but like my toddler or my young son can join in with us. And then also just being able to play going and being with a group of people to use our imaginations and yeah, it's a few of my favorite things.
Okay, I think this is our last one.
I don't have any more.
Okay, well, I've got a last one then.
Okay,
this was the curveball of the year.
I actually figured out one.
Well, then share yours, because then I'll share my curveball.
Mine was just random coffee paraphernalia. So I invested in a good coffee grinder.
Yeah, you did.
That has a like a conical shape to it. Because if you want a good grind, you need to have a cone. I feel like, yeah. I'm a coffee enthusiast, not like a coffee snob.
Yeah.
Like, of like, I feel like there's two like levels. Like, I'm more so than like an average coffee drinker that just drinks it for caffeine, but I like a good tasting coffee, but I'm not going to go to the extremes that like these coffee snobs go.
Right.
And so I'm like in that median right there. So I like good coffee. I feel like I make good enough coffee. I mean, Luke has said he loves my coffee, so
I'll take a win.
That is a, yeah. He's also in that kind of framework of where I'm at. And so yeah, I invested in that. I've gotten probably 3 or 4 different ways of brewing coffee, including like an AeroPress, a pour over, different kinds of pour overs and stuff. And so, yeah, like they just, I love making good coffee, but not going to the extremes that coffee snobs go to.
Okay. Now I have two. We got to end with something travel related, right? The last two things are mainly purpose. The best thing we got as a family was TSA PreCheck.
Well, for you and me.
For you and I. Best thing ever. Totally worth the investment. Investment, and I use that loosely. Because one, there are credit cards that you can get that includes a credit to TSA PreCheck. So that's FREE. And then it is what, $85 for 5 years?
Yeah.
And our kids are free.
70.
Done. I love it so much. Okay. The curveball that I never, ever, ever, ever expected that we were going to purchase this year, a Nintendo DS. And I know you're laughing.
We haven't played that in a couple of weeks, though.
I know. I know. We've been kind of bad about it.
Yeah.
I know. It doesn't really matter. So once upon a time, a few months ago, I found our family's old, like one of our old Nintendo DSs at my house, at my parents' house. And it worked. We found the charger. We found everything. We found games. And I said, this is how we're going to introduce Finn to video games. With like old, I'm really holding off. I do not want, we don't do a lot of screens. We don't do a lot of TV. the thing we've been really doing right now is just watching a new Dude Perfect episode every time it releases. So I've been really, really holding back. And I just don't, I don't know how to navigate this. So I've just been not navigating it. So we bought a Nintendo DS because it is, what, 15, 20 years old?
Something like that.
It is, we bought another one. So then we have, now we have two.
And about 10 years old?
I don't know.
2010 to 2014, I think, was when it came out.
Okay, so...
Is that period of time?
It is currently 2023.
So, 10 years old.
10 to 13 years ago. And we are going to get it for when we take long trips, like airplane trips. And this is going to be... Like, that's the whole intent. Like, you and I have it just so we can play. But the main intent is that our kids, like, we introduce it to them on plane rides. Because we have a very, very long plane ride coming up.
Yes.
We do.
Yes, we do.
We do. But we're very excited. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. In next week's episode, we are going to be recapping 2023 and looking forward to 2024. And we have like 4 to 5 questions that we usually ask towards the end of the year just to kind of process and just dream a little bit for the next year and just kind of recap how things were for 2023 and just see how God moved in different faithfulness things and just the good, the bad, the ugly from the last year. So stay tuned for that coming next week. And we hope you enjoyed this fun episode of Your Favorite Things. If you have some favorite things that you got this year that have just changed the trajectory of your life, and yes, we're exaggerating, feel free to send us a DM. I'm at Carrie Vaco.
I'm at Jonathan Vaco.
We keep it so creative.
V-A-J-K-O.
V-A-J-K-O. We keep it very creative over here. Send us a DM. We'd love to be able to hear from you. And we'll see you guys next week as we recap the last episode of 2023.
Yes.
See ya.
See ya. Bye.
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 Stop.
No, I say see ya and you say bye.
Yeah, you didn't say it fast enough.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Couples Becoming Intentional. As always, if you have a question that you would like us to answer here on the podcast, you can go ahead and send us an email at jcvhouse@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM over on Instagram at Carrie Vaco. We'd love to be able to answer and feature you on here on the podcast. And as always, if there is somebody in your life who would benefit from this episode, feel free to go ahead and send them the link. And if you love this content, we'd love to be able to hear from you. So go ahead and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts.
Until next time, we love you and we appreciate you.
See you guys.
Bye.